There we go.
Okay, fine. We are going to continue in laws of basar v'chalav. In particular, do your children who are ketanim, do they have to be diligent in basar v'chalav? This is a true story from yesterday. My four-year-old daughter had chicken nuggets, and then I see her literally eating an ice cream sandwich. You know, like one of those ice cream, you know, those like in packages.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what are you eating that for? She's like, well, Yair gave it to her. I'm like, well, of course Yair gave it to you because you asked him. So I'm like, oh, it's really funny that, I mean, you're 4 years old. You know, four-year-old Dafka, the day that we were learning about, you know, basar v'chalav, now my four-year-old is eating basar v'chalav. Literally like, you know, 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later. Okay.
It's a good thing that she chose chicken, though.
Yes, that is true. That is true. That is definitely true. Okay. Here we go. Chut Hasharni. Chut Hasharni of Nissen Kolinsky, who actually, just by the way, he passed away not long ago. He says like this, Vishir 49, page 48, source 49. Vishir Gil Achinuch. Okay, so what's this age? What's the age? This is very important. Gil Achinuch, L'harchalka Ben Basar L'chalav. How long do you wait? So he says, Hu Mimasai Sharkata Mevin V'yadua Sheyesh Isur Lecho Basar V'chalav. He says it depends on the kid's cognitive ability. If the kid understands this concept that the rabbis came along and they wanted people to separate, Chachamim Asu Harchaka Beinehem. They made this distinction. Vinyere, they came to Mikara Dimoto Lecho Gvina Miyarecha Basar Alidei Kinuach Vadacha Beinehem. He says, really, 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 there's even an opinion, as we saw last week, that you could really eat cheese immediately after meat. What do you have to do?
Wash your mouth.
Rinse your mouth out. Remember this kinuach, vadacha, right? Right. Clean it out, man. Clean it up. Then there are those who say you should wait an hour. Yefshar l'chayv at a katan. You're going to obligate a katan. Even shigia l'chinuch ateish hashan l'hadim sheshas melecho gvina achar. Therefore, you have to tell a nine-year-old kid, he's higilachinuch, meaning 9 year old for sure is the age of when he's educatable, right? He understands. Rak yesh lechancho shentim shachas. Just, this is unbelievable. For a 9 year old kid, he has to wait an hour. Kimon demutal lechem achay chalav, or adin shemutal tenla b'sozman, gam am takim chalavim. Then you can give him nochek treats, which usually is this situation why kids want to have dairy after meat. Migil 9. Tesha Shanim, and then once they hit 9, Yesh Lahosif Lachancho Laharchik Ben Basa Lachav Mitzvah Zuda, they should wait between meal to meal. The Kudu Sulina Mitzvah Schinach Barchaka Zohu Ben Tzuz Katan, in between kid meals. So if kids eat, you know, often kids will eat dinner earlier than adults will eat dinner, right? So he says, yeah. Maybe that's like 3 or 4 hours. He says, then they should wait 3 or 4 hours. And then obviously once they hit, you know, 10 at an hour, 11 at an hour, 12 at an hour. Excuse me. So eventually they have to wait the full requisite. Okay, so that was a very specific chut Hasharni, very helpful. Says the Yalkut Yosef. We'll just get to his punchline. He says you give to him, no problem. Oh, the other thing that Yalkut Yosef adds in, which I thought was very interesting, if you take a look there on line number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He says he's going to add in the kids. Wow, they have to wait 6 hours. Torture. What about my ice cream? I need my ice cream, right? The kids will say in the summer. He says that's where you can wait basically an hour. No problem. Now, that is referring to suda. That's if, you know, they're having like something for a meal. But in the hakel, but don't be lenient to give them chocolate that has a little bit of milk in there. They should wait 6 hours. Wow. Now, he says here, again, okay, by the way, talking about one that's reached, obviously he's talking about someone that's reached chinuch, right? So there you go. He says that if it's a food item, that's food, not candy or chocolate. If it's a food item that you have in a meal, in such a situation, says Yalkut Yosef, and they're older than chinuch. So let's say they're older than 9, based on the definition that we saw before, he said that they could eat it because there's tzar that's involved. So not chocolate, it's, I don't know, yogurt, right, or cereal, something that's more like a meal. Those are things that they'd be allowed to, and you obviously can give them. Then he concludes by saying, "Af betinok she'eno bar havana nachon lachmir." Even if a kid who doesn't understand anything, he's so little, it's nice to be machmir. The kayom nagin lakbid, and we are makbid that the kids before their bar bat mitzvah, we do try and be machmir. We train them, we teach them to wait the 6 hours. Obviously, if you need to, makom tzorach. If there's a need that they're going to have a tantrum or they're hungry or whatever the case may be, obviously they would be allowed to, you can give it to them. Now, obviously, if it's for health reasons, like, you know, they're not eating and they had a bit of meat and now they don't eat anymore, of course, if they're willing to have dairy, that'd be a different story. Okay. Very interesting. Okay. The other source 51, he said, and I think he also gives us a very nice definition. That's why, yes, very clear. He's going to define based on ages, right? So he says, okay, here's what I'm suggesting. You know, until 3, you no problem. Just separate it, and that's good enough. No time. If they're between 4 and 10, right? So you know, you know, they understand a little. It's funny how he lumps in 4 to 10, right? Which is funny because my daughter is 4 and I have a son who's 11, and boy, there's a huge difference, obviously. Is there, obviously, depends on the kid. So maybe we wait an hour, right? But he says if it's like chazarai, like, you know, chocolate or sweets, try and push it as much as you can. And once they hit 11, however, once they hit the age of 11 until bar mitzvah, you should definitely try and push it all the way until, you know, the proper requisite time. Okay, that's what he said. Now, what if there's a suffix, right? This is an interesting question. I don't know, man, I can't remember what time I ate. What time did I eat? I was so, you know, interested in eating, I totally lost track of time. Or we ate, and then we started schmoozing, and I lost track of time. Or I ate, and then I fell asleep. So I have no clue what time I finished eating meat. I don't remember at all. Should I be machmir? Well, I know for sure by 4 I was done. Or can I be, I'm pretty sure it was 3 or 3:30. Can I be a little maker? How do we assume this? So says the Yad Yehuda in source 52 on page 50. He said, Mishum dehave davar shishlo material. Okay, there's a concept in halacha that something which can become permissible we will be more strict. What do I mean? If you were to wait, if you're going to lose an item forever, we'll be more lenient. But this, we're going to allow you to do it. You just have to wait. This comes into play, famous example, since it's almost Yom Tov, I'm going to mention it. Beitza shenolda b'Yom Tov. An egg which was laid on Yom Tov. You ever learned the Gemara in Beitza, Shnayas? What do you do with that Beitza? It says you're not allowed to eat the egg. Why can't you eat the egg? Because, let's say, there's different reasons the Gemara gives. One example the Gemara gives is, it's a nolad. It was hatched on Yom Tov. So you can't eat it. What about if it gets mixed in? No. And will be machmir in many cases. If we're not sure, what about it got mixed in with other eggs? Well, the answer is, just wait until tomorrow. Wait until Yom Tov's over, and then you can eat it. Because yesh lo matirin, it'll become permissible. Chametz, on Pesach, same idea. I have chametz. Well, your chametz today is aser. But tomorrow, when Pesach's over, it's totally mutter. So things that will become permitted, it's just there's a time constraint. Wait till the end of Yom Tov. Wait till the end of Shabbos. Wait till the end of Pesach. Then you'll be allowed to eat that food. Those things will be more strict on because there's no loss. It's just annoying, but it's a time delay. Sometimes the time delay is 3 hours or 6 hours or 24 hours. So what we're trying to say is, and that's what he starts off, the Yad Yehuda, this is more like a concept. That's why I'm spending time on it. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. Wait an hour. You're not so sure. Wait 2 hours, then you'll be totally fine. So since there's a way to eat it, and there's no loss per se, just a time delay, we are going to be more machmir. It's an interesting concept. Fine. So that's what he says, and that's what Yad Yehuda argues. Very machmir. But not everyone agrees with him. Source 53 says, A mesupak im avrosh. I don't remember. I can't remember if I waited, if it's been 6 hours or not. Nechlechu adeos im rasha lahakel chalav. Is a disagreement? Do you have to wait or not? And what does he say? Vasomech lahakel kishei efshar levarer. Okay, there's another concept in halacha. This concept applies in many areas of halacha, and that's efshar levarer. If you're able to figure it out, right? If you just ask somebody, there's a way to get. I don't know the information, but it can be explained to me. What? Was there a kosher? Was there a non-kosher food out of here? I have no idea. I wasn't here. I was, but I can just call somebody and ask them. I can ask my nanny, did she add it? I could ask the chef, did he add it? So it's efshar levarer. I need to wait. I can't use, you know, bittul. I can't use certain principles in halacha to nullify this the taste of the item because I could ascertain the truth. So I don't know the truth, but someone knows it. I need to figure out, and as best as I can, to resolve the issue. So what he says here, no one can help me. No one knows the answer. So therefore, if it's not Eshra the Vararar, therefore, there's room to be lenient. No one can, I can't ask anybody who would tell me to finish eating. Nobody knows, or it's Shabbos, and they don't live here, and I can't ask them, they're far away, or no one's with me. Therefore, he said, you can be lenient. And what's it based on? This is a Tzlach, page 51, source 54. This is a Tzlach. The Tzlach was a, he wrote a commentary on the Rebbe de Yehuda, well-known rabbinic personality. What does he say? He said, very simple. Ketavti had lo batel hainu linyan iser achila. Right, when it comes to when there's bittul, okay, I need to explain these concepts here. I explained to you these concepts of dvar shishlo matirin. So we have an idea that let's say I have I'm walking in my kitchen on Erev Shabbos and milk spills into my cholent. Dairy fills my cholent. So there's a concept of bittul, right? That's called we nullify one for 60. What's the rationale behind it? It's that if I can overpower my milk and my chillin, a ratio of 1 to 60, I'm going to nullify what? The taste of milk will become insignificant. In fact, forget it again, will be overwhelmed, right? So for example, if I have a crazy spicy drop of, I don't know, death sauce, right? So one drop by itself, whoa, knock me out. If I add parts of water to it or other foods to it, it will dilute its potency. So much so that you will not taste it. There's exceptions. And by the way, there's certain types of spices, there's a food that don't get overwhelmed because they're so strong. That might be an exception. But as we will learn, when it comes to basar v'chalav and many different isurim, it's all about taste. So in a situation that I can overwhelm my milk, then that's the number that's been given is 60 to 1. That's the ratio. Okay. What the Tzlach here is saying, that concept is referring to things. Right? That he wants to explain that what? That if you don't cancel out something, if you don't nullify something, that's only when it goes to food items. Because remember I just told you, it's about taste. So let's go back to my two examples that I gave, chametz on Pesach and an egg that was no de biyomto. The varsh yisho matirin is a food taste issue. That's what he wants to argue. And just wait a day. Linyan iser tilto, but when it comes to tilto, when it comes to actually carrying it and moving it, this principle does not apply. So maybe he would in fact argue that when it comes to beitz ha-shino de biyomto, my thing that I told you before of the varsha matirin would not apply. The hot time the davar shisha matirin the lobato hu mishum ad shechalenu hayom al yedei bito hu yachol lachla lachar zman beder. But why are you waiting today that it'll be nullified in my cholent pot? Wait until tomorrow, it'll be permissible. So that would only apply to chametz on Pesach, right? Chametz on Pesach, don't rely on bito. Don't rely on it being nullified today, because tomorrow you could eat the whole thing, totally permissible. Excuse me. You can achila zoshi yochal yom biser. Something that you're going to eat today, which is aser yuchal lechom chab heter. Tomorrow you'll be heter. Chametz Pesach is a good example. Aval tilto yachol tato hayom gal machar. But carry today here tomorrow. The tilto she yitlo hayom who b'fini atzma v'machav b'fini atzma. Achen ani omer l'inyan hana'a. And also when it comes to benefiting. Kivan she b'chol hana'a yeshino gam ha'mashim yosho kilo kigol nariach v'kadome. Shachol lahanos davar v'gam machar v'lo shach l'isra mishun davar shisha matirin. Okay. Basically, what we're trying to say, and I think this is what the argument is trying to put forth, is he's not convinced this is a Davar Shlisha Matir situation, and maybe we do not need to be Machaber. Okay, fine. Bottom line is, there's room to be lenient when it comes to not knowing if the time has passed, and that was the, although it is a Machlokas. And the question is the strictness of Davar Shlisha Matir, does it apply in this case or not? The Tzalach seems to say it would not apply, in which case the Chumrah of the Yad Yehuda in Source 52 maybe should not apply either. Okay, there's a great article here on the status of meat. Well, not real meat, fake meat. All these burgers, whatever. I don't want to deal with it right now because it's a little bit outside our scope. But being Ned there, I do want to return to it because it is a very important topic. What time is it? 6:50. Okay, good. I'm going to jump to page 69. Now, we know you're not allowed to eat meat. You're not allowed to have milk after meat. What about the opposite? What about having meat after milk? So that's source number one. Amar of Chizda. Acha basar. Esu l'cho gvina. Gvina. Motor l'echo basar. Oh, it is not a two-way street. You're allowed to have cheese right after me. That's the Gemara in one. It's the Gemara in two as well. Not a problem. That being said, what did he do? He said that you could have, so this is an interesting line. You got to be very careful here what you say. But this Gemara even says that what? You can even have oaf. You can have the meat of a bird and gvina necha ba'afi korin. What does that mean? It could be eaten together, right? Wow. What does that mean? Hutanala v'hu amarlo lo nitilas yadayim b'li kinuach hapeh. So originally we thought it meant he eat it together in a sandwich, but the Gemara clarifies and says no, right? It can be eaten not together, but you can have the meat after cheese right away without washing your hands or cleaning out your mouth. That's what it means. Don't think it means actually being eaten together. It means together in the sense that the process to transition one to the other is an easy process to maintain. Okay? Fine. On this, the Gemara then says, they brought them meat after cheese. One person washed their hands, one person didn't, one person rinsed their mouth, that one didn't. Right, that was a home machlokas. What to do? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Let's just jump. I just want to move quickly. Source three: Acha gvina motor lechol chav basar. You eat cheese, you can have meat right away, as long as here's the condition: miyat ubilvad she ya'in yadav shelo yeshum davar gvina. You can check your hands again. Look at your hands. My hands, they're clean. My hands have no stain of cheese on them. Nothing dairy on them, then you can eat. If you have a balala, what about this nighttime? This is not, you know, modern electricity. So I don't know. I have a little dinky candle that's barely lit. I can't tell if I have any cheese residue on my hands. If you can't tell, wash them. If you wash your hands, it'll be removed. Okay, so check your hands, inspect or wash. You should also not enough just to wash your hands or make sure your hands are clean. You should also wipe your mouth and rinse it. Kinuachu, how do you do it? Yalus, pas, take a piece of bread, a new piece of bread. By eating a piece of bread, you've essentially washed out your mouth. Kinuach bo ki gafet. Ulechei mechol davar shirz. Or any other food item to rinse your mouth out. Chutz mekimcha tamrei vireka. You can't use flour. You can't use dates. You need vegetables. Why? They get stuck in your mouth. They don't clean your mouth. They get stuck in your mouth. Not helpful. Then you have to just rinse out your mouth. So basically, what do you need to do? Eat an apple, have a piece of bread, and then rinse your mouth out, make sure your hands are clean, and then you'll be allowed to have meat. Those are these conditions. Then he goes on to say, however, if you're having chicken, then he thinks you're more going to be lenient. That's called basar of. He thinks he's more going to be lenient. There you go. Says the Sefer Kashrus, if you want, just brush your teeth. That would be sufficient. That being said, the Zohar in 5 is machmir. Not to eat the two at the same meal. And then he says you should wait an hour between them. Okay, that's the right. Let's turn the page. Page 6. He says it's mutar to do. Wash your hands, like we saw. That being said, there's men have to wait an hour. Because the Yabi Omer, Yosef, says it's good to be machmir for the Shita of the Zohar. So 7. That's exactly what he says too. He says Yesh mechrimer filu basar achar gvina in hagin shuchol gvina kasha in the chacham filu basar rov. Ah, come up with gvina achar basar. Quotes the Zohar Yesh. Then he quotes that there's something called hard cheese. But if you have something like hard cheese, that you need to wait. Hard cheese is different. Hard cheese, you can't have it and then eat meat right after. You need to wait.
What's considered?
Okay. That is a fantastic question. What is hard cheese in the modern era? Not all cheeses are going to be hard. Hang on. We have to wait. We're going to see a definition on the next page. Good question. Okay. Fine. But the Ramah is talking about hard cheese, and he says, don't worry about it, but then you can eat it. Those are lenient. All you need to do is wash your mouth, and that would be sufficient. Mishnah Brura in 8. You do not need to separate the meals. Ein Sarich, by the way, is what's it called? Shavuos is coming up. Minhag to have milchiks. So some people say, oh, don't have milchiks for a meal. Have milchiks, and then go into fleishiks. That's like having a milchik meal, right? It says Mishnah Brura, Ein Sarich lahafsik berchas amazon. Im eino ochel gvina kasha, elei kenech piv yafiv yadiach. The Mishnah Brura says you do not need to bench. So if you have a milchik meal, and then you want to have fleishiks. You would not need to bench in between the two. You would just need to clean your mouth properly. That is what the Mishnah Brura says.
Where did he say this? Excuse me.
He says this by the laws of Shavuos, which continue the tomorrow night of Shavuot with a very good timing. So he says, go have milchiks. Rinse your mouth out. You've had the cheesecake, and then you can have fleishiks. Okay. Hard cheese. This is a great topic. It's a very important topic because does it apply? What does it apply to? How do you extrapolate, you know, in the modern era? What does it really mean? I'll give you a couple minutes, but it's worthwhile starting. Here we go. And cheese, it has a very strong taste. You know, generally speaking, you know, milk doesn't have a very strong taste, but situations like hard cheese where it actually has a very strong taste. So that's source number 9. So Taz, he says, one second. Oh, just the bolded words are fine. Eshelo markan, de b'chog vina leis isura lecho basachra. Nah, the Taz says, come on. You're going to compare cheese to meat? No. Meat, the taste lingers. Meat, the taste remains. When it comes to cheese, No, I don't think it really applies. No, he says at the end of it, V'latam shezachartuhu mishum shuman pshita yeshtasar gabik vinam mutlat. Ah, but he says, okay, but what's an example maybe of cheese, just like the cheese taste lingers? Remember we saw that in Rashi the other day, right? That the one of the reasons why you have to wait after eating meat is because the taste lingers. It's still there. Remember that we saw that in Rashi? So yeah. He says, oh, wow, because of the fat of the meat? So what about the fat of the cheese? He says, yes, you're right. If there's this fat of the cheese, you would have to wait also. That's what he says. And what type of cheese is this? So again, you have to be careful. He's going to use a terminology that we're going to assume applies modern era. What's it called? Bolded words. Bigvina mutlaat, what we call Swiss cheese. Oh, Swiss cheese is a very strong cheese. The taste lingers. And therefore, you might need to wait 6 hours. That's what the Taz says. I'm cleaning shishas. You need to wait 6 hours.
What if it was, what if you changed its state or something?
Okay, good, good, good. Like put it onto, you know, pizza. We'll talk about that. Don't worry. We'll talk about that. Okay? But the Taz says to wait. Says the Shach. Right based on the Zohar. So the Shach wants to entertain that. No, it's really talking about waiting an hour. And maybe it's just referring to don't eat at the same meal. But benching would be sufficient. This is with hard cheese. Okay. And that's Sefer Kasher, number 12. We're going to end with this. Ha'ocha gvina kasha. And you want to eat hard cheese. Ritzino lechem, you want to eat meat. Minhag Ashkenaz, wait 6 hours. Milhanki shishas afilu lifine basarov, even for chicken. Chvaradim, wait an hour. And then it says they're lenient. Shalot for Sfaradim, not to wait 1 minute. Okay. So what is hard cheese? What is hard cheese? What isn't hard cheese? What about block cheese? What about Swiss cheese? What about mozzarella? These are all fascinating questions. And is it just a chumrah? It's mikara din, you don't have to wait. Is it just a chumrah? We don't see it in the Gemara really anywhere, right? Is it a chumrah that we have to wait? That is a fascinating question, and that we're going to have to investigate further, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow morning. Yes, tomorrow morning, Erev Shavuos. There's nothing like talking about milchiks on Erev Shavuos. Look at that. Unbelievable. Yeah. Page 75, God willing, tomorrow. So, everybody, have a wonderful day.
Have a great day, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you.